USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation, food, gas prices, state-regulated abortions, border chaos, European war, multiple countries threatening the United States with nuclear weapons. Those are some of the issues among the key drivers for this midterm election. It's report card time, and the Democrats have exclusive control of Washington for the last 2 years. If Republicans retake just one chamber, they can block President Biden's spending agenda for the remainder of his term and launch investigations into his administration and the Biden family's suspected criminal activities. An area of the country that has been particularly dry since the summer is likely to see some moisture this week. The same powerful storm bringing snow across much of the Rocky Mountains this past weekend is expected to emerge in the plains on Monday, bringing a whole new set of hazards to the southern United States. Texas and Oklahoma on Monday will get some much-needed rainfall to the region. Roughly 7,000 protesters denouncing Moldova's pro-Western leaders marched through ex-Soviet state's capital for the sixth consecutive Sunday and set up a new tent camp days after police cleared a similar encampment. Protesters decried steep price increases, particularly for gas bought from Russia, as they demand new leadership. Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, has been trying for years to play the DC Comics supervillain turned anti-hero, Black Adam, in a movie for years.
These powers are not a gift, but a curse. Born out of rage.
Black Adam had a $67 million opening weekend as of Sunday morning, making it the best domestic opening for any Dwayne Johnson leading movie. It is rated PG-13. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
The mistrust generated between the American people and the Center for Disease Control during the pandemic was big. Some of the misinformation by government officials led to mistrust. So when the government recently says we should vaccinate our young children, many folks remember this was the age group least affected by the coronavirus with very, very low death numbers.
Republican elected leaders in Virginia say they will oppose any legislative efforts to add COVID-19 vaccines to the list of recommended vaccinations for adults and kids. The announcement, spurred by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, suggesting that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention should add it. On Face the Nation, a former commissioner for the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, weighed in on the topic.
Quite frankly, I don't think there should be state mandates. I don't think we're at the point right now where we should be considering mandating this vaccine as a condition to attend school. While I think every child should seek out this vaccine, parents should strongly consider vaccinating their kids. I don't think it should be mandated by states.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The COVID-19 pandemic spared no one as it caused historic learning setbacks for America's school children. The government imposed lockdowns, erased decades of academic progress, according to the National Center for Education Statistics. Across the country, math scores dropped to their lowest numbers ever, reading scores dropped to 1992 levels, and nearly 4 in 10 eighth graders failed to grasp basic math concepts. Not a single state saw a noticeable improvement in their average test scores. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.